We got a little cat soiree tonight.
Yep.
Game.
Close this thing out.
Let's close this puppy out. Let's close this puppy out. Dan Day sitting in for Frog Boy today. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Bonjour. Como se va?
How are you feeling? Are you confident in the cats tonight? Get this thing done?
I was really, really hyped today, and then I saw Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah, they let the hammer down on him.
What a day.
Two games, dude. Because this coach Pooper keeps whining. Two games for Aaron Ekblad for being a good friend? Imagine getting two games for being a good friend. You hit my best friend. You took him out like a rocket. I give you a little chicken wing in the face. Two games. Hagel got one. You know, they always say it's the retaliation. It's not the first crime. You know?
Well, it's also hockey. And you understand, it's like in baseball. You hit our guy, we hitting your guy. Nobody gets up in arms. You know it's coming.
Yeah, that should be a tit for a tat. One game suspension, both sides.
Exactly. Agreed.
Especially in the playoffs.
I know that Hagel's not playing tonight. He's knocked out, but whatever.
Well, I would say this.
Head on a swivel.
Well, yeah, that. But why did Tampa think there were going to be no ramifications for their actions?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like they sat here and they did it. And they did it with an arrogance, too. Like, their coach was almost mocking the Cats because he's like, oh, I thought you only hit guys with the puck. Okay, so you're asking for it. Like, it wasn't enough that there was one. They brought direct retaliation. Like, you thought there wasn't going to be that. And then Aaron Ekblad's known because he's a good boy. And I wish I was there in his hearing to tell them that he was a good boy, because he's not only a good boy, but he's a good friend. All right, you're talking about somebody he's known since he's, what, 19 years old? You touch my friend, my Sasha Barkov? That's my Sasha. No. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm sorry. That's gonna happen. I've known this kid since I was a teenager, and I'm going to whoop your ass. Head on. And by the way, not only whooped your ass, but tied the game and should have won the game for this nonsense offsides. Dude, offsides, I got to tell you, offsides can kick the sharpest of rocks. I mean, it screwed the Wild. By the way, I got really into playoff hockey last night. Screwed the Wild last night. The Wild got screwed, and the Golden Knights end up winning in overtime. And I'm just like, does anybody like this? You know, does anybody like, oh, my toe is above the blue line. You know, like, get out of here, dude. Nobody likes that. But I'll tell you who I mean,
you can't have them cherry picking on the other
end. I understand, but come on, dude. Spirit of the rule. What are we doing here? I think they were off. Because you know what happens there is you got some hockey Peter Bendix, respectfully,
well,
sir.
Once you challenge it, though, you got to go by the law.
I understand.
Because keep in mind, in hockey, more than any other sport, if you lose a challenge in basketball, you don't lose anything. You
time
just
out.
Lose a challenge and a timeout.
You know,
that's not big. But if you lose a challenge in hockey, don't you get a power play?
Yes.
So you can't just say close enough.
I don't like it. I really don't. Like, no.
So them saying close enough gives the Panthers a power play.
But you got some.
That's not really.
You got some guy who's like, challenge that. Like some button pusher in the background.
And I was wondering, because the announcer said it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I think that's offsides when it was happening.
Yeah, this one.
Before
this one
scored.
Well, the one that happened last night, way closer than the Ekblad one. The Ekblad one was clear. This one was like barely. And I was like, that would gut me as a fan.
They had to run it back like 20 times to see where the toe was.
That would
if he made a two
me.
Or a three.
But last night, Leafs can't finish the job. Senators shut them out. And I, this is what happens to these Toronto fans, and you think they would learn, but they didn't, because after game four, they were sitting here, or after game three, they were sitting here chanting, we want Florida, and here we go again. First of all, that blew up in your face last time, and now baby Tkachuk and his boys all of a sudden now have it a 3-2 series. And Olmark.
Which is nothing in hockey.
Yeah. So beware. Beware, we could still be heading down towards the Tkachuk showdown, Leroy.
Hockey is the only sport where your team could be up 3-1 and you're still nervous.
Got to. Yeah. Like, right? I feel confident because I feel like Come on. The Panthers, they look like the better team. But you got to finish. You got to finish the job.
Still hockey.
It's still hockey. You got to finish the job. You got to get it over the finish line. And, I mean, they go to those Leafs fans nonstop in the crowd. And I'm just like, good. Olmark was amazing yesterday. They end up winning 4-0. That's going to be the Cats' next opponent. So, kept an eye on that. Carolina won their series over the Devils. They win gentleman sweep style 4-1. And the Oilers are up 3-2 after their 3-1 win over the Kings. So
it's amazing that, I mean, to win the Stanley Cup and play the teams that the Panthers have had to play year after year is unbelievable.
Let's get to the rest of our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Just got a notification from Barry Jackson, who, by the way, I got to give a shout-out to Barry Jackson. This dude, over the weekend, I mean, not only was on Heat, he was on the draft, he's always on the fish. So shout-out to Mr. Sports Buzz himself, because that dude was doing everything. But he has just tweeted out that Marlins outfielder Griffin Conine is going to miss the rest of the season after he had shoulder surgery yesterday in Los Angeles. So that's brutal for him. Speaking of surgery, I don't know if you saw last night, Leroy, but our boy, now I couldn't make it. I was very tired to say I watched the top of the first. I watched the top of the first, Dan. And
that's
I was like, 1-0.
No, first pitch.
Well, we got to the – I was – as soon as it got to the third out, the Marlins are going to the bottom. I'm like, I don't think I can make it. So I went to bed. Didn't watch it. I wake up this morning. Marlins end up losing 15-2. And Shohei Ohtani, Leroy, hit the very first pitch from Sandman to the moon. And it was off the rails from there. Sandy's tough start to the season continues. He gave up 7 runs on 7 hits, had 5 walks.
You know who to blame for that? Leroy.
Hmm?
Why?
Leroy said, I hope he has a bad start to the season so we don't trade him.
Well, that has happened.
Thanks, Leroy.
That has happened. He's had a bad start to the season.
Hey, let me tell you something. Sometimes to get what you want, you have to go through a little bit of pain.
Maybe he's tanking. Okay.
And here's what I want. I want to be able to see Sandy playing for the Marlins.
That's you
want
true. To see him pitch two-thirds innings and give up 7 runs and a moonshot to Shohei Ohtani?
A lot of people give up moonshots to Ohtani, though, in fairness.
It is absolutely amazing how this guy is so good.
I saw a screenshot from him on Twitter this morning of him smiling before the first pitch, and I was like, no, 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 no! He's good. No, but like, look, I feel bad for Sandy just because he's legitimately one of the craziest, most intense pitchers I've ever seen. Like, the man doesn't like to get taken out of 6-inning outings. Like, when he would go 7 innings, shutout innings,
he would be
mad. And they would take him out, disrespectful to him. And he doesn't like it. And it's killing him. And that makes me hurt because I know that this guy, what he's done, what he's capable of, what he's gone through with this whole surgery. And he said last night, he says, I feel good physically, but I feel terrible just being out there and having the same result. I can't do nothing when my teammates need me the most. I know this is a process, but I'm tired. I'm tired of having the same success out there. I don't feel happy about it.
Tired like, for me. He got a newborn too. He tired.
But like that's just a month, and he's already like, he hasn't been himself, and he hasn't looked like himself. Well, and this is like this is one of those things. Like, look, Max Meyer didn't look himself right after it. I don't know.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. Like, let's not see. And I've said this to you before, Tobin. Just because somebody's playing doesn't mean he's back or 100%. Right. And I think sometimes with pitchers, they feel strong, right? They're not damaging their arm, but something's a little bit off when they come back, and they kind of got to get back to where they were, keep in mind, a year ago.
How was he pitching before he had Tommy John surgery?
He wasn't. Well, this is
insane. Oh, man, he's kind of off this year.
Well, look, when he had surgery, the year before he had surgery, he had one of those years, Dan, where it was like, man, he looks worn down. Because remember, he had that incredible Cy Young season, and he was doing things nobody
had
done.
Where he pitched 7 million innings.
But he, like, it was incredible. Like, we're like, who does this anymore? Like, it was you're talking about, like, hey, was this the best Marlins season of all time? Marlins have had a lot of great pitchers right there with Dontrella, Jose, you know, all the greats. And so you're wondering, yeah, like, is this a running back? Like, has he just worn himself down? There is questions about that. But I don't know. Like, I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm not ready to do that. Right. And I feel bad because I love this guy. This guy represents everything you want to root for in your team. He's stunk to high heaven this year. Like, it's been, like, the last outing was okay, and it is the Dodgers. The Dodgers will make you pay. They got a gazillion-dollar payroll. But Shohei Ohtani smiling was menacing. Hey, man,
you got Timu.
Man.
You got Timu's salary cap.
Schmeathen saying Sandy is baseball Andrew Wiggins. No, he's the opposite of that. Because, like, Andrew Wiggins would be like, gave up a home run. Like, Sandy, really? Sandy looks like he wants to jump off a bridge. He gives up a home run.
That just, wait, hold on. I'm not going to let you do this.
What?
Sometimes personalities come across that way. But you're telling me Wiggins doesn't care?
You better be Kawhi Leonard if you're going to act like that.
Kawhi, see, Kawhi's a cyborg.
He's so scary. Although, guess what he got last night?
He got
trains never late. James Harden will never win an NBA championship.
He got hardened.
He got hardened. He goes, you had Jamal Murray go off for 43, and the Nuggets take a 3-2 series lead. And, little looky Lou. Oh, James Harden, 11 points, 5 turnovers, more turnovers than assists. About that time, isn't it? About that time, isn't it? It's okay. Maybe you guys will get it in game 6, you know, when the stakes are higher. That's usually when James Harden comes through.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. That's one series. You can't let it get to 7. Them cheeks tighten up. Oh, boy.
That's our headlines. We'll take a break. Get on into the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are going to have exit media today. Not Pat Riley. The Heat are going to. It's a voluntary basis. They start around noon today. We'll see who the hell even wants to recap this thing. Who wants to show up to that podium and even talk about it? Get to 15 minutes of Heat here. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Last official 15 minutes of Heat day of the season.
How does it feel? Not good, Tupac. Not good.
Not great, dude.
Season's over. I mean, it was over 3-4 days ago, but we didn't know.
We didn't need it was over, but it wasn't even like we got to have an unceremonious closing. Like, we got evicted. We got evicted from the season.
The cops came over and kicked us out of the house.
I've been there.
Yeah. Were you running down the street with a keg at the time?
Perhaps. One time there was a time where we had a party down the – it was actually just blocks away where our house was. And we had buddied up with the Knights of Columbus, who had a lot of cops. And then the cops came by to the party – and then everybody's like, Swarm, Swarm, get out of here. I'm like, I don't know. Those are our friends.
So here's the problem I have with the way this season went. You won 2 games in the play-in.
Yep.
Against two teams that were equally as bad as you. But you didn't win anything, right?
You didn't win anything.
You won, but in the end, they win. Because now they get a better pick or a better opportunity.
That's true.
And
the only thing I would say is for the Heat, and I think this is what they wanted, because the pick that they would have gotten most likely would have been 13-14. 12-13-14, somewhere in there. Maybe they had the chance to jump up. Maybe something crazy would have happened. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But if it didn't, and they would have been stuck there, then you are hung out to dry. Because let's say things go really bad next year. Let's say things take a step back. Let's say something horrific happens to one of your guys, and you're not mediocre. You're got an unprotected pick out to OKC, because it would have been unprotected. And then the Terry Rozier pick 2 years later would have been unprotected. So you've been really hanging out without a safety net. Now, your debt is paid. Your debt is paid for the Jimmy Butler thing. You got the 20th pick. So you didn't drop that much in the draft this year. You know, you kind of made up for it. You got your own pick next year. So they can do whatever they want this year. If the Heat did want to take a step back here and tank, they could do it this year because they got their own pick. And now they got protections on the Charlotte pick for at least a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why the Heat were so intent on making the playoffs. If they wouldn't have done it, it really was, well, we better get a top five pick to change this franchise or you're really screwed. So that's kind of the one benefit, Leroy, of like, yeah, you didn't get a better pick than those guys, but you also didn't get that much worse a pick of a situation if things would have stayed the same outside the bounce of some lottery balls. The Heat had their chance to go for lottery balls. It was after losing 10 straight games, and the decision was, should you shut down and just have a real shot at a top four pick? Because they could have really gone in the pooper if they wanted to. They could have gone behind Toronto, and they didn't. They bounced back. They won 6 games. So, like, you're talking 2%. Like, you're not getting 20% at a top four pick or 15% to be in the – no. So once you went back to, you know, slightly below mediocrity instead of god awful, you might as well just try and gun for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of setting that precedent in your building, right? There's one thing to just be bad. It's another thing to go out of your way to let your players who've been in an organization for however long, thinking that that's not acceptable.
Agreed. I mean, I'll give you an example of somebody who did it recently and got crushed for it. Now, this is a bad person to go to now because, man, all-time gaffe trade. Whew. But the Mavericks did it the year before they made the finals. They tanked the end of their season. They ended up getting a draft pick because it would have gone to another team. And they got Lively, who was obviously very big in their finals run. So I think I think any good organization's allowed a mulligan year to do it.
Yeah, but if you're still preaching the same things you preach and you lose, that's different than preaching something totally different and BSing your players and having them go out there and lose or putting them in a position to lose to get a pick. You see what I mean? And so from that standpoint, I understand that if you put that Heat uniform on, you're required and we are required to play and perform a certain way as it's been done for years.
Sure.
And so from that standpoint to say, okay, we're going to sit Bam or we're going to sit Tyler, or we're going to do this, right?
But everybody, we go up and down. Give me the team that hasn't done it. Everybody's done it.
No, I know. I know. I give you an example of how it happened.
Even though he did it. I mean, they did it 15 years ago, 16 years ago. They did it. And understand so. Dwayne Wade was hurt. It was over. Like, the championship window had closed.
Yeah, but it's not that situation. See, Dwayne Wade got hurt, and then, boom. Okay? That's not what this situation would be. And so that, like, the one thing you have to be in your front office and in your organization is consistent, right? You can't ever, the way this Heat team and the organization preaches and promotes, you know, effort and whatever, you can't ever give the impression that we're giving up for whatever reason. And fans don't see it that way, but you don't ever want to set that tone, i.e. Philadelphia, right? Because Philadelphia set that tone years ago with the process, and now all those guys they acquired and got in that process don't know how to win.
Oh, did that stop Shea with OKC though? You know, like maybe it's just because
but OKC was just bad.
Understood, but they still had an MVP. Like it's not right. Like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is a loser.
No. See, but you miss what I'm saying. Like going out and trying to win but lose is different than going out and say we're going to lose if you're the Heat.
I understand, but it's
I appreciate the fact that they stay consistent as an organization with who they are. However, times have changed, and you need to know what you have.
Well, this is the thing that's tough, though, right? Like, because you guys know, all right, old Tobes, I love the Whales, and I love going after orcas, and I'd love today to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his wife's Instagram post. Could be something, could be nothing, which maybe I still will. But it is a fair question to anybody other than Milwaukee sucks and I want to live in the sun. What is he going to get here if he was to leave? Because I think it would have been one thing if Tyler and Bam would have even put up a valiant gentleman sweep. But to have a record-breaking curb stomp series, what star is going to look at those two guys and be like, yeah, let me hitch my wagon to them. Now, maybe you just trust the Heat because they'll have more assets. It's a more clean slate than Milwaukee because Milwaukee's dead team walking right now. They have old guys.
If you get Giannis, you ain't going to have no assets.
Probably, yeah, you're going to have to give up a lot. You are going to have to give up.
It has to be the guys you have on the roster right now and you're drafted.
I think that's the thing where it's like, look, and maybe this is me maturing. I don't know. Because maybe Riley has a rabbit out of his hat.
The fact that you said mature.
No. I think I'm maturing. But I was talking about this. I was talking about this with Joe. We were walking up. Joe forgot his phone, so I walked up the stairs with him today, and I was like, maybe it is a step back year. Maybe it is one of those years where you let Bam. You have a talk with Bam. I don't know what you do with Tyler because Tyler wants an extension, and I think if you're going to take a step back. You know, maybe that's that. Maybe it is time for that.
You can't have him averaging 30.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe that's one of those. Maybe Bam's like, no, trade me, and they have to make that decision. I think there's going to have to be a tough decision with that duo.
Bam don't want to be traded.
I don't think so. But maybe the point is, you know, and I'm not calling for anybody to leave their job or whatever. But maybe the point is, this is the year where the Heat say, we take a step back. We get whatever pick we do. Maybe it's top 10. I don't know. I mean, hell, they were a win better than the Blazers this year. They weren't very good, guys. And you play.
You didn't want to say that.
I did say it.
Okay.
We played a clip of me saying there would be a unicorn running through my house if they were for them to win the play-in. So.
Where's that unicorn now?
They were, and by the way, they were the worst fourth quarter team in the league this year.
Oh my goodness!
They were awful. Their plus minus in the fourth quarter was league leading. They were awful, and so maybe this is a year where you look around and you're like, Bam, this one's gonna suck. But Dwayne Wade went through it. He did it with all the kids where he wanted Lamar Odom. Now they still made the playoffs. And they were able to load up a little bit to obviously get the cap space. But your cap space is going to be in a better position next year because Terry and Duncan, I mean, they could clear Duncan and clear $10 million, but you could have one more year at Duncan Robinson and have him come off the books with Terry. A lot of money coming off. And then you could figure out wherever that pick lands. Maybe you want to trade it. Maybe you want to use it. I don't know. But you'll be in a clear spot. Luka doesn't sign an extension. Goron's in the front office. You have talk with Body. You talk with Brate. I just think that you'll be in a better spot than right now because we've talked about the options. What are the options, Leroy? We're talking star with a lot of baggage or young star with a lot of baggage. I'll use that star loosely. We've said the names, Zion, Trey, Ja, whatever. And then Hail Marys, which, okay, you use all your assets to get those guys. what are you left with? Right. Are you left with a five seed? Maybe. I don't know. Unless like, and
well, it'd be the best you've done in 3 years, even if you ended up with a five seed.
Yeah, I guess. But that's where the Bucks are. Like, is Giannis signing up to leave the Bucks to go to the Bucks?
Yeah, but you have to understand all the other teams ahead of Giannis. Do they really need Giannis? So from that standpoint, I think there's going to be a lot of teams, if this should happen, that would have an opportunity, right, to get him. Now, I would say what's kind of crazy is look at a team like Detroit. Who would they move to get Giannis with Kate?
I mean, they could trade one of the Thompsons. They could trade Durin. They could trade Holland. I mean, they got pieces. Right. I mean, is that you know, this is the other thing, too. Like, look, are the Bucks going to pull a Blazers and trade him wherever they want? Or are they going to do right by him and say, okay, you only want to go to a premier market like the Knicks or Miami or L.A.? Will they do right by him? Look, we're scarred. I mean, usually that always goes in the direction of the guy gets to go where he wants to go. That's usually how it always goes.
Except when it didn't.
Except when it didn't, and it ruined the franchise. So,
I mean, did we dodge a bullet?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did. Because I feel like if Damian Lillard was here last year, I feel like everything changes. I feel like, first of all, I think
maybe Jimmy wants to stay.
Yeah.
I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't think Pat Riley was extending Jimmy.
What if they make a deep run that year? Like, if they make a deep run with Damian Lillard, things and change, Jimmy. Leroy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I
understand.
You're right.
I understand why people say dodge the bullet, but I don't think so.
You know why? Because we get that from you.
Me?
Dude.
That's silly.
That is your way of being a flip-flopper.
That's not true. That's not fair. Don't look at me like that, Dan.
No, I'm saying everybody plays the result. But honestly, Damian Lillard the past two seasons has been a top 10 scorer and a top 10 assist guy. You think last year with Jimmy Butler, they couldn't have made some type of deep run?
Well, the other thing, too, is for whatever reason, and it's him and Giannis worked like mayonnaise and peanut butter. Like, it just didn't work.
Two of my favorite things.
It was strange. He had a very, very – this is the place he wanted to be. He is very close with Bam, and Jimmy was all on board with it, and it not happening. Him going to Milwaukee where he's, like, coming off a divorce, didn't want to be there. You know, you make it good because it's like, I'm playing with Giannis. I can't be a rat bastard about it. But, yeah. Like, also, Giannis isn't – we've talked about how Bam and Jimmy are not conventional stars. Like, they want to defer a little bit. Giannis doesn't want to defer. He wants 30-20s. Which, by the way, I mean, that loss they had yesterday, we got to get into that, too, because, oh, my God.
Wait, and leave it to Halliburton.
Oh,
he is like basketball Kachuk, right?
He is a little bit. And now we see where he gets it from.
Everybody's irritated and pissed off at him.
Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
I would crack one open, but I already had one on the way here. I had a cherry green apple, so, you know, I don't want, you know.
Went back a little bit.
Yeah, I was at it. That's what they had at the gas station. I was like, what do they got here today? I'm going cherry green apple, a little OG. Hey,
I gave Leroy a retro really flavor.
He gave me a retro. It's grown on me. It was like
it's grown on me too.
Here's the thing with
the flavor is not as strong, but it's got enough of a flavor to be refreshing.
Yeah. My dude Dollar Bill over at 26th Degree Brewing gave it to me, ooh. And I said, "Ooh, that's Leroy's thing." How was that retro flavor? What was the flavor?
It's sherbet. Like sherbet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sherbet. But the numero uno power ranking right now, Dan, is Playa Vibe. Like that is
Playa Vibe.
The only thing is. You kind of want to party after it because it does taste just like a piña colada.
Ooh,
you want to put rum in it.
Ooh.
Speaking of, by the way, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is coming on up. Next Friday, May 9th at Tabacona Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar free from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop by and you guys can enjoy it. Whiskey, stars, and cigars at Tabacona Plantation Walk. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend. Panthers and Lightning, game 5 tonight at the Amalie Arena in Tampa as the Panthers look to go cats in 5, top hats and monocles. They are up 3-1. Yesterday we get the news Aaron Ekblad has been suspended for 2 games for his hit on Brandon Hagel, so he is out tonight. And if there is a game 6, he'll miss game 6. If there's not a game 6, he'll be suspended game 1. This is going against all my good boy arguments for him. But you want to know what he is? He's a good friend. Anybody ever get back for you, Leroy? Or did you ever get back for somebody for a cheap shot? I know you've gotten get back for yourself. But is there ever a time where, like, or have you noticed a time where somebody got a cheap shot and there was retribution? The plan was in.
My O-line, when I was in Cleveland with Steve Everett, Tony Jones, Zeus.
Great name.
I used to get up and I was busted up. Somebody would try to push off. They wasn't letting that happen. That's why, what I tell you? I tell you to this day, if I'm going to a fight, the first person I'm calling is Steve Everett. No questions asked.
Because he's a Viking.
He is. Yeah. He is. He's about it. He do what he got to do.
Yeah, it's this one is going to be – look, it's not surprising that the series has gone the way that it's gone because this is 4 out of 5 years these teams are playing each other. A lot of the players, while some have changed, the juice and the roots have been the same. Yeah. And
the problem is they – what happens to a lot of teams, okay – you try to come in and say you're going to be physical with the Panthers, and the Panthers are treating it like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are getting out of your game to try to compete with the Panthers, and they're just playing regular hockey. That ain't going to work for a whole series. You might get a game or two, but you're so far out of your element that you're not concentrating on hockey. You're concentrating on the Panthers, which is what guys like Kachuk and Marchand, and that's what those guys get you to do. It's the same. It's like a fight press conference, right? When the guys go at each other at the press conference and then they damn near go to blows, well, they trying to see who's gonna crack. Who's going to go into the ring thinking about get back and not about boxing or fighting.
Well, the critical mistake is, like, to pick on Barkov to start the series, big mistake. Like, you just you do it with somebody who you know is going to fight you back.
You mess with the thugs. The everybody knows in hockey, the fighters fight the fighters, and the scorers go in the corner and watch.
Yeah, so you guys took out Barkov. Okay, you guess what? You got to take him out for 2 minutes because he missed the end of the game. But he was right back the next game, and it did nothing for you. You cheap shot bastards. So you thought, and you want to know the thing that was crazy about it? See, this is why I don't want to hear this pearl clutching from the national hockey media, because when Barkov got taken out, it was good strategy. Because I heard it on the TNT broadcast.
Good strategy. They're like, you take out their best player.
You take out a great guy. I mean, if you could get an advantage, you could get an advantage. But then when there's get back, the Panthers are thugs. The Panthers are dirty. I'm not here to say the Panthers aren't a little bit on the line when it comes to their antics. Because yeah, they are.
If we be honest.
I'll be honest. I took a Hyundai to work. Be honest, Posh. Be honest. It was a Rolls Royce. There we go.
So, I get it.
One of the all-time husband call-out moments.
I get it. I understand it. But I would say play hockey. Don't play that game, right? You know if you can play that game or not. There's not many teams that could play that game with the Panthers. They all get excited when you want to play that way. Kachuk never broke us, never stopped smiling.
Yeah.
Like, you can't win that game.
Yeah, and there'll be more
so
of it tonight.
Play hockey.
There'll be more
play
of it.
Play hockey.
Like, there's going to be more of it tonight.
Right, because they're going to keep trying. Kachuk's going to annoy somebody, right? And here's the kicker. You had to know you couldn't play that game when you got a 5-minute power play and didn't get a shot on goal.
Here's what I would like. This is what I want. I want the Cats up 4-1 today in the third period. And then I want Barkov to look at Kucherov. I want him to point for the first time in his career. I want him to point, say, let's drop the gloves. And we let Barkov do his thing. He gets his get back. He kicks Kucherov's ass. Do you know how crazy the bench would go if that happened? If Barkov, like, for the first time is like, this stands no more. and he just starts throwing hammers. Of course, he's only going to do it if they're winning, because he's always about the game first. That's what he's gonna. That's just it.
That's my point. The Panthers, as physical and as crazy as they play, it's always in the confines of hockey. Like, they never look like the other team is in their head and they're doing something outside of their element of what they normally do. Whereas when you watch Tampa, they're trying so hard to be tough with the tough team that they're missing out on the prize.
Tonight in the NHL, we gave you the scores at the top of the show, but tonight we got Canadiens and the Washington Capitals, as the Caps are up 3-1 in that series. So they will also try and close that thing out. And then in the other conference, you got the Blues and the Jets. That series is tied at 2-2. Game 5 tonight, 9:30. The Panthers are, of course, a 7:30 puck drop. You can hear that right here at 560 WQM. Panthers preview gets going at 7. Doug Plagans will get you going. Billy Lindsay,